Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Thank you very much indeed, Jan, for that. Now, an expert in gambling addiction says he believes the popular cash machine competition run across several Irish radio stations should be removed. Cash Machine runs 5 days a week across Bauer Media's Irish network of radio stations, including Newstalk and Today FM. However, Professor Colin O'Gara is concerned over how the contest is conducted and advertised. Bauer says it's acting within all current guidelines. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here, has been looking into this. How big is this competition, Barry?
So Cash Machine runs across Bauer's Irish network of radio stations, including Newstalk, Today FM, Spin 103.8, iRadio, 98 FM, Off the Ball and Cork's Red FM. It runs 5 days a week from 7 o'clock in the morning and also advertised on weekends, and claims to have repeatedly broken the record for the amount of money won on Irish radio, routinely giving away tens of thousands of euro. Presenters across the stations, they read an identical competition script reminding listeners of the amount in the so-called machine every hour, the amount up for grabs, and contestants enter via text message at a cost of €2.50 plus standard message charges. The station calls a contestant after 3 o'clock every day, and they must answer within five rings and relay the cash machine amount on air. If the person doesn't answer, they don't win, and the prize fund rolls over to the next day. Here's a flavour.
Your chance to win big. Newstalk's Cash Machine.
Cash Machine has been reloaded. Here's the amount you need to know. 10,000.
To enter, text PLAY to 57557 before 3 this afternoon, then randomly we'll make that call. If it happens to be to your phone, you must answer within 5 rings, tell us the total, and then you get the money.
So if you've entered since Monday evening, check that phone. Because if this is your number, you'll need to tell us today's winning total and you'll need to answer within 5 rings.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Four rings. Five.
I think we may have just ruined somebody's weekend, and honestly, I don't feel good about that. €60,531.49 sits in the cash machine over the weekend. It's going to be another rollover for Monday.
Can you take a Christmas cash machine call? You have just won the largest cash prize in the history of Irish radio. Congratulations.
There you go. That's a taster of how the cash machine competition works. How lucrative is this competition, Barry?
Bauer Media Audio Ireland gave away over €5 million in 2023, it says, but the competition is estimated to generate millions of euro of profit for Bauer every year, not just here but also in its other markets such as Britain, where its stable of radio stations also run this competition. Now, the German media giant entered the Irish market in 2021 when it acquired Dennis O'Brien's Communicore for an estimated €100 million, but detailed financial figures for Bauer's Irish operation, they're not publicly available. There is no evidence also to suggest that the competition has brought a spike in listenership to the majority of the Bauer Irish media stations, according to those who regularly monitor JNLR listenership figures. Now, the company declined to say this afternoon how many entries it receives through the cash machine or how much money it has made from this endeavour. And it's also worth pointing out that these competitions, they're lucrative revenue streams for all media organisations and radio stations at times, including for RTE. Indeed, 2FM is giving away a holiday a day during January at the moment at €2 a text to enter. The Late Late Show is currently offering €20,000 tax-free in competition at the moment, again at a cost of €2. Dancing with the Stars is doing something similar, and cash is also be given away on this station, going right back to Mooney's Money and the Derek Mooney Show many years ago.
So why then are specific concerns being raised about the cash machine?
Well, Sunday Independent writer Declan Lynch, he has focused on gambling for several years, writing the award-winning book Tony 10. He says the competition constitutes a primal form of gambling.
It kind of engages what you might call the primal energies of gambling. you know, it involves expectation and excitement and looking forward to something and just the possibility of winning a lot of money. Now, it also, quite oddly, involves the possibility of kind of losing a lot of money, which I think makes it sort of slightly unusual in the sense that, you know, if you don't answer the phone within five rings, you don't win your 70 grand or your 80 grand. I imagine that's going to be very upsetting. I mean, normally if you just put in 250 to €2.50 into something and you don't win it, all you lose is €2.50. Here you have this thing that can maybe hang over you for the rest of your life. I mean, it has the characteristic of a lot of very brainless gambling. Those kind of competitions are probably the most brainless in that they don't involve any form of judgment.
Is this form of gambling, this form of competition, is it problematic, do you think?
I think it is, yeah. There's an obsessive kind of aspect to it. People have this thing in their head all day. And the thing that strikes me is that it's like the main presenters are involved in it. The big names, highly reputable guys, they're all kind of reading out these numbers. They're all kind of part of it. Do you know what I mean? So it's very much a kind of a group effort. It like seems to be almost like, you know, an obligatory thing. That's it seems to me. And it's become a big thing simply because ostensibly it's so attractive.
You've done a lot of writing as well in the area of problem gambling, and it is such an issue at the moment as well. For news programmes, news presenters, news broadcasters and the news stations within the Go Loud network, is it appropriate for them, do you think, to be promoting this competition at the current time?
Well, I think all media have a responsibility here, and I think they have failed hugely. A great deal of people are vulnerable to addiction by this stuff because it's everywhere, because they have no way out. I think the media have a huge responsibility that they're not sort of fulfilling, and they really need to kind of get better at these things.
Well, that's Cindo writer Declan Lynch. What else here, Barry? Any safeguards, for example?
Yeah, well, competition organisers insist it's only open to those over the age of 18 and that they check this. And according to the News Talk website, people are only permitted to enter a maximum of 12 times to the cash machine competition in 1 week. However, the website also states stations of discretion to change this. A quote, from time to time, we may offer 3 for 2 or 4 for 2 offers. They will only be publicised via the confirmation text from a valid entry. But those who work with problem gamblers, they have concerns around the governance of the competition, those safeguards, as you say, Cormac, and how vulnerable people are protected. Concerns too around advertising for this. No provisos for responsible gambling, for instance, are attached to the adverts for the cash machine. Now, the government is due to implement a watershed ban on gambling ads in the not too distant future. However, a spokesperson for the Minister of State responsible, James Brown, he told me how the ban won't apply to the cash machine competition. This had been unclear up until now. It's regarded, they said, in the same bracket legislatively as the National Lottery, and so exempt from any curbs at present. And this worries Professor Colin O'Gara, who is the head of addiction services at St John of God's Hospital in Dublin.
I have an issue with the advertising component here. By virtue of the name itself, the cash machine, it is clearly something that will catch the attention, in my view, of children. If we hadn't been bombarded with gambling ads and gambling hadn't proliferated to the extent that it has over the past 15 to 20 years, then yes, it probably wouldn't be such a big deal. But we live in a society now where in our pocket, basically, we have access to, you know, potentially very harmful gambling products. Anything that approximates to that, anything that can be thought to be similar to that, is a problem for me, and it should be a problem for all of us. And something that is regularly advertised that mimics, you know, a gambling product, both the sound of it and the feel of it, it's problematic. So that's my issue with it.
Bauer, if it were here, it might argue that it has curbs. People can only enter 12 times within a week, and that it might be perhaps a quantum leap to suggest somebody could go from entering this competition to perhaps having a problem with gambling. What would you say to that?
No, I wouldn't agree. I don't know what limits that Bauer have put on this particular competition.
It's 12 entries from Friday to Friday. No person can enter more than 12 times.
But how do you control that? How is that controlled? How are people being verified as to taking part in this competition? And how do we know that a similar person is not going beyond whatever protections, if any, are there? So really, in terms of the advertising for me here, is very similar to what's out there and for other offerings. The actual act itself of putting money down with a view to winning larger sums of money is, again, it's very simply gambling. If there are some limits there, it may help some people, but the likelihood is that this is triggering people who already have an issue. And it's likely initiating people into gambling who otherwise wouldn't gamble due to the prevalence of the ads that are going out.
We have the new ban on gambling advertising coming in the not too distant future, but it's understood that the Bar Cash Machine, it won't fall under the provisions of that advertising ban. What's your reaction to that?
There needs to be a way, Barry, to get control of the of this product. Clearly, there's an opportunity for government to develop legislation if necessary. We've seen in other countries that gambling adverts, for instance, in their totality, there's a plan not only around sport, but also across the board. For instance, Belgium are moving towards the complete elimination of adverts. You know, there's certainly a space for products. I'm not advocating, as I wouldn't for gambling, for the product to be completely removed. But I think the advertising around these products, you know, in my view, the advertising here should clearly fall under the current legislation in terms of children should not be exposed to these adverts during the day. So there needs to be a way, and a way needs to be found to prevent children being exposed to these ads on a regular basis.
So in terms of this particular product, what specifically would you like to see?
In my view, as a clinician working on the front line, there needs to be a different way. And it's up to the providers to work that out. But in its current guise, in terms of, you know, putting out ads in terms of a cash machine, for me, it's not correct at the moment. It should be removed.
And that is gambling addiction expert Professor Colin O'Gara. What is Bauer Media saying about this this afternoon, Barry?
Well, when contacted earlier, Bauer refused to reveal the odds of winning the cash machine. However, in relation to concerns around the competition, as raised there by Colin O'Gara, a spokesperson said, "We do have visibility on players' activity and caps are in place to ensure people are playing this game responsibly. We are acting within all current guidelines."
Okay, Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.